Hey everyone, it's Jessica Lane and welcome back to Scattered and Strong. We're diving headfirst into a topic that's practically a universal language, decluttering your mind. You know that feeling when your brain feels like a runaway train with every thought screaming for attention? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're going to tackle some seriously effective strategies for taming the mental chaos and finding that elusive peace of mind. Because let's be real, in today's world, our minds are constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and well, just plain noise. It's like living in a constant state of reply all mode, exhausting, right? But hold on, before you hit the panic button, remember this. You are capable of taking control. Think of your mind as a beautifully organized library. There are amazing books, thoughts, crammed in there, but sometimes they just need to be neatly shelved and categorized for easy access. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. So buckle up, grab your favorite stress-busting beverage. I'm going with a warm cup of chamomile, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize the way you think about decluttering your mind. First up, mindfulness is your superpower. Ever noticed how easy it is to get swept away by a stream of worries or daydreams? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on your mental movie marathon. It's all about being present in this moment. Savoring the little things. That perfect cup of coffee, the sunlight warming your skin, the sound of laughter. Regular mindfulness practice can help you train your brain to stay grounded and focused, making it easier to handle those pesky distractions. Next, schedule some mental downtime. We all know we need breaks, but when was the last time you actually scheduled time for your mind to chill? Just like your phone needs a charging session, your brain needs regular, off-screen, time. Try taking short mindful walks, listening to calming music, or simply practicing deep breathing exercises throughout the day. Remember, it's not being lazy, it's recharging. Number 3, let go of perfectionism. Ever get caught in a loop of, it has to be perfect, thinking? Spoiler alert, perfect doesn't exist. Aiming for flawlessness is like chasing rainbows, beautiful but ultimately unattainable. Embracing imperfection frees up mental energy and allows you to focus on what truly matters. Now, be kind to your inner critic. That nagging voice in your head that whispers doubts and insecurities? Yeah, we've all got one. But remember, it's just a voice, not the ultimate truth. Challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. You deserve kindness, even from yourself. Finally, don't underestimate the power of writing things down. Ever feel like you're carrying around a mental to-do list that's longer than a CVS receipt? Putting those thoughts on paper can be incredibly liberating. Whether it's journaling, using a planner, or simply jotting down ideas in a notebook, externalizing your thoughts clears mental clutter and gives you a sense of control. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're facing a big deadline at work. Stress levels are skyrocketing, your mind is racing, and every little distraction feels like a personal attack. Instead of panicking and letting those anxieties spiral out of control, try incorporating some of the strategies we talked about. Take a few deep breaths to ground yourself in the present moment. Jot down your thoughts and tasks in a planner to externalize that mental clutter. Remember that you're capable and resourceful, even when things get tough. And hey, if you need a quick break, step away from your desk for 5 minutes and take a mindful walk. Remember, decluttering your mind is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. It's about building healthy habits and creating space for peace, clarity, and focus. So, are you ready to reclaim your mental oasis? I hope this episode has given you some practical strategies to start decluttering your mind and navigating the world with more ease and intention. Remember, take action. Choose one or two strategies from today's episode that resonate most with you and implement them into your daily routine. Don't forget to share your experience with me on social media. I'd love to hear how these strategies are helping you create a calmer, more focused mind. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.